This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, addressed a special Gram Sabha at Loni Budruk in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district, outlining the provisions of the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025. The program was webcast nationwide and viewed by over 6 million people from more than 1 lakh locations. Mr. Chauhan said the new law provides a legal guarantee of 125 days of employment with mandatory payment of wages within 1 week. In case of delay beyond 15 days, workers will receive an additional 0.05% interest. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy, and artificial intelligence is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. Addressing a special program under SOAR, Skilling for AI Readiness, at the Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday, the president said that AI is not just a technology, but a powerful opportunity for positive change in the country. The Repealing and Amending Act 2025 was passed in the recently concluded winter session of the Parliament. The Act aims to simplify the country's legal framework by repealing obsolete and redundant laws and making targeted amendments to select existing statutes. Under the Act, 71 obsolete acts from 1886 to 2023 have been repealed that were redundant and no longer relevant from the statute book. The four core laws, including Code of Civil Procedure, General Clauses Act, Succession Act and Disaster Management Act, are also amended under the Act to make legislation clearer and more consistent with present-day administration. The Department of Financial Services has highlighted that exports remain a critical pillar of India's economy, accounting for nearly 21% of GDP and generating robust foreign exchange inflows. With over 45 million people directly and indirectly employed in export-oriented sectors, MSMEs contribute nearly 45% of the country's total exports, playing a vital role in supporting economic stability and growth. The India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA, has come into effect, granting all Indian exports a duty-free access in the Australian market. Under the agreement, 100% of Indian tariff lines will get duty-free access, benefiting key sectors like gems and jewellery, textiles, leather, footwear, furniture, food products, engineering goods, medical devices and automobiles. India, in turn, will offer preferential access on over 70% of tariff lines to Australia, mainly covering raw materials and intermediates like coal, mineral ores and wine. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. The ministry said that the price of commercial LPG cylinders is market determined and linked to international benchmarks. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange colour warning for dense fog in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan today. Snowfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand is also predicted for today. Dense fog conditions in parts of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states will also occur. And that's the end of this news bulletin.